Wikipedia.
Today is Saturday, August 24th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Anna Lee Fisher. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we dive deep into the fascinating lives and achievements of individuals who have shaped the world we live in. Today, we're exploring the remarkable journey of Anna Lee Fisher, the first mother in space and a pioneer in both aerospace engineering and medicine. So buckle up and prepare for an exhilarating ride through the cosmos. Anna Lee Fisher was born on August 24, 1949, in New York City. From a young age, she exhibited an insatiable curiosity and a passion for science. Can you imagine being a child with dreams so big that they reach all the way to outer space? That's exactly what Anna envisioned. As she grew up, her fascination with the natural world and the universe propelled her down a path that few have had the privilege to travel. Her educational journey took her through Hunter College High School and later to the University of California, Los Angeles, where she earned a Bachelor of Science degree in chemistry in 1971. Following this, she pursued further education and received a Doctor of Medicine degree from the George Washington University School of Medicine in 1976. It's a testament to her tenacity that she balanced the rigorous demands of both science and medicine, a dual focus that would later serve her well in her career. So what does it take to become an astronaut? Anna Fisher faced a grueling selection process. In 1978, she was selected as one of the first six female astronauts by NASA, a groundbreaking move during a time when gender roles in the workplace were still very traditional and, to be frank, archaic. It must have taken immense courage to step into a male-dominated field. What would you have done in her shoes? Would you have felt empowered or daunted by the challenge? Anna Fisher's personal life is also noteworthy. She became the first female astronaut to give birth while still in the NASA program. Imagine being in a traditionally male role, then breaking barriers by bringing life into this world, all while preparing to venture into space. Anna gave birth to her daughter, Kayla, in 1983, a profound achievement that highlighted the incredible balancing act many women face in their careers and personal lives. It was a huge moment, not just for her, but for women everywhere, signaling that motherhood and ambitious careers in fields like aerospace engineering could coexist. Her first space mission came on the Space Shuttle Discovery in 1984. She served as a mission specialist on STS-51A, where her primary responsibilities included deploying satellites and overseeing experiments. Can you imagine being hundreds of miles above Earth, watching the blue planet while conducting experiments? The thought likely sends shivers down anyone's spine. Here was Anna Fisher, making history as she soared through the weightlessness of space. Interestingly, she has said that the experience of viewing Earth from space has a profound effect on one's perspective on life. It raises the question, how would seeing our planet from that distance change your worldview? It encourages a sense of fragility about our home and prompts a desire to nurture it. Anna Fisher's contributions don't solely lie in her physical accomplishments in space, but also in her vast knowledge and transformative work in the field of medicine. She has a strong belief in health-related technology and was involved in research that straddles the interests of both space exploration and medicine. In fact, she was pivotal in developing methods for providing medical support for future long-duration space missions, emphasizing the need for health and safety in extreme conditions. But let's reflect for a moment. What role do you think technology will play in the future of healthcare, especially in space? As we contemplate travels to Mars and beyond, the intersections between medicine, technology, and space exploration grow increasingly complicated and exciting. Not only has Anna Fisher made history as an astronaut, but she also continues to inspire the next generation of scientists and engineers. She has served on various educational and outreach programs, engaging students and encouraging them to chase their dreams in STEM fields. Her story is a rallying call for aspiring young scientists: dream big, work hard, and break the glass ceilings in whatever field you choose. Today, Anna Lee Fisher stands as a powerful reminder that barriers, whether they are through gender, race, or socioeconomic status, can be dismantled with determination and dedication. The journey to the stars is not only about the technology involved, but also about the tenacity of pioneers like Anna who pushed the boundaries of what was thought possible. In closing, I encourage each of you to think about how Anna Fisher's story resonates with your own experiences. Are there barriers you faced in your career or personal life? How did you navigate them? And as you ponder those questions, let's remember that every action we take, whether in the high-stakes world of aerospace or the quiet corners of our local communities, has the power to propel us forward, sometimes all the way into space. Thanks for tuning in to Wikipedia. If you found Anna Lee Fisher's incredible journey inspiring, I urge you to dive deeper into her story and share it with others. Let's keep the conversations about the intersections of science, ethics, and society alive. Until next time, keep exploring and questioning the wonders of our world.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Anna Lee Fisher. Thanks for listening. See you next time.